Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from Cusco, Peru, 8,000 feet above sea level near Machu Picchu, and transmitted by the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM with the help of my wonderful producer, Eric, in Bellevue in Seattle, Washington, in the United States. Thank you so much, friends, for listening wherever you are in the world. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. Just a couple of quick announcements, and I want to go back to my wonderful guests. The first is that I'll be having my fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, in Olympia, Washington. And Jimmy here, my shaman friend, will be coming. He'll be coming up and he'll be giving a workshop on light activation. Our speakers for next year's conference will be Michiko Hayashi Modal Peace Project, Dr. Yoshi, who will be demonstrating the awesome Hado vibrational machines. Also, we'll have a famous naturopathic doctor, Dr. Cairo Broca from the Bahamas, who will be giving presentations on acupuncture, feng shui, ancient Buddhist techniques, healing techniques, homeopathy. We'll also be having Tom Palladino, a wonderful scalar energy healer, very famous from Florida, will be coming up. I'm also inviting Dr. Angel Fernandez from the Dominican Republic, who will be talking about Telos and the New Earth. Simon Parks will be giving a presentation. He's from England. And if everything works out well, I hope to have Paul Hellyer is there as well. Paul is a wonderful man. He's the former Canadian Defense Minister. He personally knew President Jack Kennedy back in the 63 before President Kennedy was murdered by the cabal. And he's a wonderful man, and I'll be inviting him up as well. He wrote the foreword to my book, and he's a great guy. I'll also be giving a presentation on messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, his brother Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, who you heard from a few minutes ago, Nikola Tesla, Nostradamus, the Galactic Alliance, and Dr. Emoto. The conference should be really out of this world. I hope you can come. I have a new television program called Out of This World TV, which broadcasts three times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 in the lower Olympia, Seattle area. It's also available on YouTube under my name, Ted Marr, Out of This World. There are now almost 50 episodes available on YouTube. I also want to mention that I'll be having a wonderful psychic fair that's free, happening in Olympia, Washington on Saturday, January 20th. There will be over 25 different vendors ranging from psychic readers, crystal shops, bookstores, astrologists, and all kinds of spiritual people. Admissions is free, and there'll be a series of free lectures throughout the day, including I'll be giving a short presentation on the Modal Peace Project, and we'll also have the books available, the beautiful children's books from Dr. Emoto. I want to ask for your support. We have 1,000 beautiful children's books printed in Japan currently, but we'd like to ship them here to the United States and distribute them here in the United States and Canada. We just had the books printed in Japan, and if you can contribute to the shipping, it's not a lot of money, but the shipping does cost some. Please just send a PayPal donation to my email, which is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can just send a donation to me at Ted Marr, P.O. Box 5331, Lacey, Washington, 98509-5331. And I want to thank everyone so much for their wonderful support. My new book, Messages from the Masters, has been published. It was published in August. And if you'd like an autographed copy for $20, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me in the United States at 509-750-9793. Finally, on Saturday, October 28th, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be giving a free presentation on my book and messages from the great masters at the Crystal Voyage Bookstore and Spiritual Center of Tacoma. Proceeds, 100% of the proceeds will go to the Modal Peace Project, and I hope you can come. I will also have copies of the book available for those present. And with that, I'd like to go back to Judy and Jimmy. And Judy, are you there?
I'm right here.
Oh,
I'm right here.
wonderful. I have a feeling that there's more spirits have showed up since we got off the air a few minutes ago.
I mean, the room is packed. I mean, like I said, as far as my eye can see, there's also a lot of wonderful animals here. And there's a wolf right here, front and center. Beautiful, beautiful wolf. There's an ostrich. There is an elephant. There's just different beings. There's huge trees here. It's quite wonderful. There's huge crystals.
Wow. It's just, wow.
I mean, it's enormous. You'd think I lived in the Colosseum. All the beings I'm seeing.
Well, with you mentioned crystals, and I'm glad you mentioned that because it did remind me of something. I have a five, what I call a 528 tuning fork here. It's a love tuning fork, and it's in my right hand. In the left hand is a beautiful special crystal. Now, this is one of the crystals I brought up to Machu Picchu a couple days ago, and I put it in this sacred Inca springs, and it's one of the crystals that started glowing in the springs. So I'm going to hit it now three times, and when I hit it, it will send out love energy of 528 hertz around the planet because we're heard in over 70 countries now. And so I want to do that now. And just listen, please, everyone. And with just playing that beautiful vibration, we've sent love and covered the entire planet. And one thing I've always thought for our U.S. Defense Department, instead of having a defense department, we should have a Department of Peace, where they would have maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 different people just praying for peace. And with that, right after I hit this my tuning fork. Augustine and Santos, my two shaman friends, have just walked in, and but before we go, I go to them. Judy, are there any other spirits who want to give a message just today?
I'd like to share what the wolf has to say. Okay,
Okay.
here we go. In my species, I am known in some ways as being in the shadow and lurking here and being in the background and pouncing. Nothing could be further from the truth. I walk in pride and I share from exactly who I am every moment. And I suggest you do the same. Be who you are. Walk proudly who you are. Stand straight and tall and own the space that you're in with love. Follow the path of the wolf. We are a culture of integrity and we truly, deeply love everything in life.
Oh, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. I want to let everyone know Augustine and his son Santos are here with me at the Casa de la Gringa here in Cusco, and I'm so happy both of you could come. Augustine does not speak Spanish or English. He speaks Quechua. Is that right?
Quechua.
Quechua,
Quechua.
Quechua, which is an Indian Inca language. But we'll bring him on in just a minute. But first, I want to thank both of you so much for being here today. I know it was just probably it's hard to get here. But quickly, the Japanese emperor. Which emperor is that from Japan?
I don't know. He's not talking. He's just in the background. He's
Okay,
sitting
that's
on
fine.
a throne. He's sitting on a throne, but he's just quietly sitting there.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I want to thank him so much for coming today. I really
Something
appreciate
about
his
the
presence.
13th dynasty. I don't know what that means, but he's talking about the 13th dynasty.
Okay, it was probably before I was born, but yeah.
ahead.
I mean, I was born in the last century, but I'm not going to give my age, but anyway, is he smiling still? Does he like
Well,
what I'm
I'm
saying?
laughing because Saint Germain came in and said, "You're millenniums old. So which birth are you responding to? Which
Oh,
one are
how
you bringing
funny.
forth?"
Oh, how funny.
That's
How
Saint
funny.
Germain.
How funny. How funny. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Judy. Well, Jimmy, do you have any other messages you'd like to share before I bring on Augustine?
The message that I have for Jadi is probably we are gonna make soon, no? Probably, yeah. It's the message that we need to exchange some knowledge. Yeah, I am feeling
Wonderful.
this. I am happy for this message. I am
Wonderful.
very happy. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, Jimmy, please stay here at the office, and I'd love your comments for when Augustine and Santo speak. So we'll switch places. We have a very small little area, but it's a nice area. Go ahead, and Jimmy, and switch places with Santos and Augustine. And bring them around here. We have to bring them around. It's a small little office. We have to bring our friends here. Santos, you can sit here, and then you can translate your dad if you like. Okay, that's fine too. Okay, please. Muchas gracias. Thank you. Thank you for saying being here. Okay. Augustine is a wonderful shaman. He's going to be featured in the movie called The Cure by Emmanuel Eiter, which will be released in the spring. I'll be in it too. But and I want to thank Emmanuel so much for introducing me to Augustine. And Augustine, his son Santos will be translating now. Augustine, are there any messages from your great spirits that they'd like to give my listeners today? Go ahead and ask.
Sí, tengo a partir de algunos mensajes de sus maestros para él, de ahora, de pasado.
En inglés.
Pero
este es en inglés. No, ni ya sé que tampoco mensaje que me han cargado por tiempo mandarlo.
¿Qué Pachamama manda? ¿Qué Pachamama manda? Pachamama manda, mamanda jato a poco no mangan por tiempo. Nyam partim bu karga yer ki na espiritu pri wahai espiritu pri nyam partim kura kule khuna kham ba mesa khuna ya ke ni khuna kara tu
lo dije en español lo todo so this again this can
they're translating now, hold on.
Hablaban de los maestros antiguos como alto mesayo, como hablaban espíritus con directamente con las lagunas, con los espíritus de las montañas. Y ellos enseñaban cómo hacer ceremonias todas las para calmarlas en el mundo, ¿no?
Okay, he said, remember okay. When...
Okay, it's crowded area, so now Jimmy's coming around to translate. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Yeah, he said that many knowledge that we have on the Andean cosmovision coming from the mountains. They believe a lot in mountains because they do a lot of offering to the mountains, and it's a exchange, no? They give an offering to the mountain, and the mountain give them knowledge and wisdom, and sometimes healings.
I see.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Healings. Interesting. I'd like to ask, if I can, the Inca spirits through Augustine here, what can we do to make this planet a better place?
Pregúntale a tu papá qué se puede hacer para mejorar este planeta,
para mejorar este planeta.
Este planeta, sí.
Emma tan roba como que mundo ancha con ambos. Emma tan grande.
¿Qué mundo ancha con ambos? ¿Qué mundo para llamar? Imagina, ya para tiempo. ¿Qué hará con cos? ¿Cura na? ¿Cura ya tiene otro na con abel o con na? ¿Hato con na? Ya chaining ko ang ke pachamama hato apukuna mas heroining ko chiwan ta khani ker kan ko kah man ko to respe ki monto al jakuma mana imam sa de kuita ate manchu ki nyuka ko in zaini pi nyuka espiritum ni sa ma ina ka en ki espiritu pachamama hato apukun de yuaris pa nyam pakhtim imaina ma ki unje gena walking ga supe kan nya kon garis kan ni gashin pachamama pes apopus hato apukun au ki kon Entonces, ya partimos de Yachayguna, con Garescania. Entonces, Manachi, con Yachayguna, Chingananjo, Aswampas, hasta Yachaspa, Pachamamanjas, Aponjas, con datos con Marta, Nyohanjas, Yuarispa, Chion, Miki Monto, que Pachacona, al Chacuma.
Dice que para mejorar este mundo.
He's translating now.
Es para mejorar el mundo. Y necesitamos, la gente tiene que cambiar y como hacían los abuelos sus
okay, un momento.
He said to change this world, we need to change many things and remember the things that we're doing our ancestor, probably grandfather or father, no? This knowledge, understand.
Okay. porque mucha gente ya ha olvidado cómo hacer sermones a la Pachamama, entonces la gente tiene que cambiar y conectar con la Pachamama, con los espíritus de las montañas, entonces el mundo se puede cambiar.
He say many people forgot to connect with the Pachamama, no? The Pachamama is a Quechua word that means the Mother Earth, no? We need to remind the knowledge of the ancestor, no? For connect better with the spirit of the mountain, with the spirit of the animals, and connect soul by soul humans, no? It's very important. Mm.
To change the world, you know?
To change the world, we need to connect with the animals and with the planet as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and it's so important. I know a lot of people, of course, most people live in cities nowadays, but even there, it's very important to spend at least 30 to 40 minutes every couple of days, if you can, either walking a lot of city park, in a forest, anything with nature that you can get to, a beach if you're lucky enough to be close to the water, because that'll give you the ties into the planet. I think a lot of people have problems when they separate themselves from nature, and then they can look at nature to be exploited rather than loved and cherished. Augustine, I wanted to ask you a question about your background. Have you been doing shaman work your entire life?
¿Estás preguntando si siempre fuiste un chamán de tus inicios? ¿Desde que naciste, desde que tienes conocimiento?
No, translate.
So, desde que cuando él estaba como 10 años, él estaba aprendiendo con un chamán, porque su papá tenía un pensamiento y tenía sus sueños, y la Pachamama te daba un sueño a su papá, y entonces su papá estaba mirando la coca para que sigan su camino espiritual como chamán, ¿no? Y,
okay.
Y cuando estaba 10 años, estaba él recibido de su papá, de su padre, como iniciación, primera iniciación.
Okay.
This is Jimmy translating Augustine's message now. We have to go from Quechua to Spanish and then to English. So thank you, Jimmy, for translating.
Augustine learned this knowledge when he has 10 years old, no? He received in dreams a lot of things that in the future they need to do, no? But some of this knowledge was inherited of his father, no? His papa.
Interesting. Augustine, you have incredible spiritual knowledge and healing abilities as well, and I really respect that. And I wanted to ask you, what do your spirits see for the future for humanity? What do they see in the future?
Will you come and pick something?
Yes. What is his spirit friends from the Inca spirit friends see for humanity's future? What do they see for the future for us?
¿Qué ven los espíritus incas para el futuro?
His spirit, you mean?
The future. What does his spirit see for the future for humanity?
Para la humanidad. ¿Qué es lo que ven los espíritus incas para la humanidad?
To see in the future?
Yeah. What does he see for the future for humanity?
Entonces, Nyuha. Que no parte un poco una mana china chica. lamenta som lampolia ro panda para samurkan lampolia hamurkan in tips hamur kunan da fer te fer kahla takrona kono pile marin ko nyam baktin bo mana ti na chkor pile ila maronari ti ta nyok benzan dos mananya pachamama to yari punkucho mananya khatwa apukuna ti yari punkucho entonces totalmente grau ma ronari punkunas anji winsaini espiritu pchi winsaini ichak nyok ichak mana pun dikachare nechu mana pachamama ta ne ta apotgeji bailawan mama kuka kuka kinton chilawan nyok ka sakon hatong haiwari chi chiite kunain ki pun jegena ps aina taru aspan rona ali ali rakaswa de chilemos.
Se dice que su espíritu se ve en el futuro para la humanidad, de que es tiempo es para cambiarlo y conectar con la Pachamama, con los espíritus de las montañas. Es tiempo, ¿no? Porque hay mucha gente que no recuerdan para nada y está pensando otra cosa.
Okay.
En eso.
Okay. He said that for to see a beautiful future for the humans, he said that we need to connect with the ancient knowledge, no? For example, with mountains. Mountains are very important for the Andean cosmovision. For when you are close, when your mind, your spirit are close, the mountain connect with the opening knowledge that you need. No, he said this.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Judy, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Augustine?
Well, I just want to make one comment. As he is talking, every part of me is vibrating. He carries immensely powerful heart wisdom.
Beautiful.
I haven't felt that often. He comes from such a strong lineage of integrity and respect and love. It's beautiful.
Wonderful. We will translate. Santos, tell your father briefly that Judy says he has beautiful heart energy that she has not felt before from anyone.
She feels
very heart energy. Every time he speaks, he's your father speaks.
Her whole body vibrates.
Her whole body vibrates with high energy. He's a very beautiful man.
He's clearing
everybody's body as he's talking.
Es una energía que nunca he sentido. Él le puede dar un mensaje a Judy también.
Ya. ¿Qué?
Oh, mensaje de Piper. Judy man coach y mensaje.
He's going to give a message for Judy.
Okay, he's going to give a message for you, Judy. Hold on.
Okay.
Ya.
Mensaje para Judy.
Que va a ser un cosa.
Man, anti Judy, remember she's thousand is man anti.
Ah, ya. Entonces,
Judy, something Judy.
Judy?
Judy.
Judy. Yeah, English. J-U-D-Y, Judy.
It's difficult for him, you know, to speak Quechua.
I know. I try to speak Spanish. I can't even speak Quechua, so.
Because the Quechua is everything you say, like one word, it's like long words.
I see. Tell him,
I will feel it in my heart. He doesn't need to speak it. I feel it.
She feels it in her heart. He doesn't. Yeah.
She feels in her heart.
In his heart, yeah.
And he's clearing everybody's energy bodies as he's speaking.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't say that energy is sending some bombs. Yeah. 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 Nyoka pamba misa yokana. Entonces, ki winsajeta nyoka emerijeta panay komusaiki. Ki astana machuluikmanta, awluikmanta, astai ki yachei. emergía pampa misaya emergía campi gacho pampa misaya giache campi gacho nuja giache ni campi emergía ni campi somas lanca y gacho pacha mama hato apukuna au kikuna inti taita wan kila mama tawan de suyo lanca ni discacho rexena kusun so onje kunan pacha mama so timpi Mama kukawan kuka kintope. Hatong misape. Kita kumuike. Ya.
Yeah. Un mensaje le dio como para ya como la amiga Chori, como primeramente se ha saludado como nuestro linka, como decir buenas tardes, como respeto a ella y han dado un mensaje para que ella ojalá puede cambiar y puede tratar de conectar con la Pachamama.
Ah, okay.
Okay,
a beautiful advice for you, Judy, is he say you need a connection with this land. In one moment of your life, you need to come to Peru to understand what the Apus are going to say to you, because the Apus have a beautiful knowledge for you, no? Connect for change your life, no?
Yeah.
He said this, yeah.
And then hopefully, he said, like, hopefully one day he can see you.
go ahead, yeah.
He can say that he's waiting to make you one day, very soon.
You tell him that I am very grateful for his heart.
We will tell him that now. Please tell your father she's very grateful for his heart.
Yeah, and she's very, what may I say, emotional, no? She's very emotional.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Emotional, she's very emotional, and that's why I'm going to say. Yeah,
yes. Kei lang ka inisya, hasta la konan lang kasunjis, hok onje ito pasunjis, lakhtay ki mani kwa pasi amus, o kei lata piru lata makam pasi amungi. Pachamama hato aukyona aukyo amale pa monangang, ausangkate monangang. Pachatosan apasalpanda imachbechu. Paime wahasons to pachuasons, pachamama.
Ojalá un día nos podemos reunir y las montañas de los apos que están en la cerca de las en Cusco y los van a querer para que nos juntamos un día.
He said that someday you need to meet here in Cusco for together goes to the mountains for to receive the beautiful information and wisdom. He said this.
Like energy.
And I forgot one said that he said that you need to remember your past Inca life too.
I feel him in my heart. I thank him for his
He's saying gracias, 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 gracias. I think well, this is such a beautiful time right now, such a beautiful moment. One thing I see happening is that the entire planet is shifting very rapidly into the higher dimensions. And as it shifts rapidly in the higher dimensions, the ancient wisdom of the Incas and people like yourself, Augustine, will become very, very important to humanity. Could you translate, please? Yeah.
Okay. La gente como tu papá es muy importante para la humanidad.
Gracias.
He says thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you of his heart. So
yeah.
So he's doing a blessing you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. After this, I feel so lucky, fortunate today, because I'll be giving Augustine has agreed to give me a healing after this show, I'm really looking forward to it. So oh, I'm kind of at a loss for words. Jimmy, do you have any questions? Yes?
Ted, would you please let him know that I send a kiss to his heart?
Okay. Santos, could you please tell your father that Judy just sent a kiss to your father's heart?
Le está enviando un beso al corazón de mi papá.
Okay.
De mi papá, ¿no?
Please translate.
Gracias.
Anjata agradezco que mi papá fue aquí, gracias. Son güey.
¿Estaba haciendo lo mismo?
Sí.
He's coming back the same kiss.
Thank you.
I feel it. Thank you.
Good. Jimmy, do you have any questions you'd like to ask Augustine? You yourself? Would you like to ask any questions of him?
Augustine, ¿cuál es el animal espiritual de Agustín?
¿Cuál es su animal espiritual?
Sí.
Maikan stampa animal espiritual, campesino. Maikan animal stampa espiritual.
¿La llamamos espiritual?
Ajá. Maikan animal.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That song was called El Condor Paso. It's a beautiful, they have some beautiful, beautiful Inca flute music here. And I love listening to it. It's very calm and peaceful. Augustine, I wanted to ask you, what do you see as my animal guide, spirit guide?
Your animal guide?
Yeah.
For you, right?
Yes.
Es decir, su ánimo de espiritual es para él, lo que siente el metapá para él, es el cóndor que representa el cóndor.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
He said that he feels, Agustín said that he feels in death, that his spiritual animal is the cóndor, because Agustín has the energy of the cóndor, the knowledge, no?
That's very beautiful. That is very beautiful. Thank you so much, Augustine. I really appreciate that. I wanted to ask Augustine this. We talked about this on the program earlier, but you know there's been fires in, tragic fires in Sonoma, Napa Valley, Northern California. There's been flooding in Florida and Texas. There's been hurricane destruction in Puerto Rico, other parts of the Caribbean. And what advice would your Inca spirit friends say, what advice would you give to those people in those areas to help? What lessons can they learn from that?
Una advertencia para la gente que está sufriendo con los huracanes, los desastres, de tu papá, alguna advertencia.
Como
hay gente que está sufriendo con huracanes, eso es del espíritu Inca, tu papá, de su guía, que le diga alguna advertencia para el mundo.
Para ellos, lo que
para ellos, sí. Está sufriendo huracanes, temblores.
Entonces, un mensaje para ellos.
Un mensaje para ellos.
Nishasin que canta. Y matan cada año. Y matan un mensaje a Pachira. Para que no más. Con un país que no puede tener que poner una pasaje terremoto. Estados Unidos. Nishasin. Uno con la Maipshan. La Maipshan va a asignar. Y guay la misma situación. Florida'ko nafriyatı van a hacer un poco oración para ellos, ¿no? Para lo que están sufriendo, pero es tiempo también les pueden reconocer y pueden hacer oraciones a la Pachamama, a las montañas, que les pueden ayudar a la Pachamama, a las montañas pueden ayudar.
Okay, we have to translate from Quechua to Spanish to English, and Jimmy will give the English translation now. Thank you, Jimmy.
Agustín said that this kind of disasters appear because the people disconnect of the Pachamama, the people disconnect of the Mother Earth, no? He said that we need to understand to pray, we need to understand to do offering the Pachamama, and the Queros community is praying for the Caribbean countries, for USA, for every country over the world, for healing, no? Because when appears a disaster, it's healing the Mother Earth too, but it's healing in the way that we need to understand that we need to protect our Mother Earth.
I see. Beautiful, beautiful. Judy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great, my friend. I want to, in deference to Jack Kennedy and Jacqueline Kennedy, do they have any questions of Augustine they'd like to ask or comments?
John is just saying, and Jacqueline just nodded to me, that they feel privileged just to be part of this conversation, and that they are feeling so beautiful just to be there. And John is saying that listening to the wisdom of this conversation that we've had today has opened his heart in new ways, and he has a whole more extended sense of how he may help on the other side.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Wow, that's really nice.
I received a message of the spiritual guide of Justine.
This is Jimmy now.
Julie, okay. I received a message of the spiritual guide of Agustin, and the spiritual guide said that you need to connect with the snake because you understand the path of the person. You have the spirit of the snake in you. It's beautiful. It's beautiful connection for you. Try to understand the snake that is in you.
Wow, this is an amazing program. Judy, I want you to ask our dear friend Mahatma Gandhi if he has any questions for Augustine or comments, perhaps.
Well, first of all, he feels deeply honored to be in the presence of a heart that understands the world in a way that Gandhi's saying he goes beyond where Gandhi is. And he's saying that he salutes him for the presence that he presents to the world. And he's saying that as more of us bring out the elders, as we listen to the elders, he said they have innumerable wisdom that we have not even begun to tap into. And if we were a wise people, we would listen to the elders.
Well, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true.
I wanted to ask also if you could bring in my he likes to be called Brainy Boy, but Professor Einstein, if he might like to ask any questions of Augustine.
Einstein's saying that they are communicating ingenious ways with each other, and that he really, that Augustine's energy tickles his brain because he's a lot more playful than Einstein is, and he enjoys his playfulness. And he said he has not lost the his ability to recognize the joy in life. And Einstein saying he sometimes was in his head so much more than Augustine. And he's saying, but the wisdom that this gentleman is sharing is profound. But he's sharing it through a deep joy.
Okay, that's a lot to translate, but I'll try to condense it. Santos, could you please translate, please, for your father? Say that, if I can remember everything, that Albert Einstein said
is grateful that his father, Augustine, is presenting his information with a joyful heart and not the seriousness that Einstein did. And it's touching people in their child heart, which is the key to bringing the consciousness into a more natural place.
We'll try to boil it down to 25 words or less. Santos, if you could tell your father that Albert Einstein said that he likes the fact that your father is bringing in this profound wisdom and knowledge in a playful, childlike manner that people can understand, and not in a serious way, but in a good way.
No, dice que el mensaje de Albert Einstein es que tu papá tiene un alma de niño que las personas no lo entienden.
Yeah.
Tu papá tiene un alma de niño que las personas a veces no lo entienden.
Ah, yeah. Qué alma, espíritu tiene, tu huevo manda espíritu, antes manda no lo entienden ya.
Okay, good. I wanted to, Judy, I'm getting two spirits coming in now. One is Dr. Emoto. And yeah. I wanted to get Dr. Moto's reaction to what Augustine said, and then I want to bring in Nostradamus.
Okay. You want me to bring in Nostradamus and talk to him, or are you going to do that?
I want you to do it. Bring in Dr. Moto first, though.
Okay, here we go. Well, hello. It is delightful to be here. I have been so intrigued with everything that's been shared today. And I am humbled to be able to be a part of this conversation. The water is a universal experience. The water carries the consciousness of all and everything. And as we allow ourselves to interact with water, then the impressions of who we are then imprints on the water, and that carries to everything and all. So in this moment, any heart that recognizes the importance of Pachamama, as Augustine has said, will touch the sacredness of the water. And if you do nothing other than recognize to touch the water and understand that every time you interact with water, when you interact with the air, when you interact with the land, the imprint of who you are goes before you. So take responsibility for the imprint, the energy that you are putting into things, and take the time to pause and feel love in your heart before you send energy into the water or the earth or the sky.
Beautiful. Thank you, Judy, so much. Thank you, Judy, so much. I want to bring in, we've only got now, we've got about 10 minutes left, 9-10 minutes, and I want to ask, I got this nudging, this message from Nostradamus to bring him in now, because I know that history is a series of timelines, and I know the timelines changed actually from Armageddon and Third World War back in 2011 after Fukushima. I wanted to ask if you could bring in Mr. Nostradamus and thank him for his time. What has this radio show done today to help change our future in a good way from his perspective in the 16th century?
It has brought a broader sense of understanding that who you are speaks volumes for the way things unfold. And when you recognize that you and you alone are creating your world, and that is then creating the world, then you take an understanding of the wisdom that has been shared in prophecy, but you recognize that you alone have the ability to change what it is. And it's a combination of a consciousness that is determining what we are all experiencing.
True.
So you want to have a broader sense, which is what this show today has brought forth, is a broader sense of how we all impact each other. And from that standpoint, you can take prophecy and you can recognize that there is wisdom in it, but there is also everything happening now. Mm-hmm. And so in the consciousness of now, anything is possible.
Hmm. And that means that we can change the future and make it even better.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In my time, I could see many worlds, and I could see like bubbles in my brain of many worlds, and mm-hmm. I would sense which ones were receiving the most energy, and that's the mm-hmm. prophecies that I gave. But I also have recognized the influence that my own energy brings to whatever it is of those bubbles that I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. And I have since shifted my own energy from so much focused on me to recognizing my oneness with all in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember, Nostradamus, you talked about how this was from Dolores Cannon's group back in the late 80s, that by 2038, this shift into the higher dimensions would be complete. But I think we've speeded up this process, haven't we? The entire process is going faster?
Not only is it going faster, but you've reached a point of going beyond where you have gone before. And so this is a whole new ballgame. This is an entirely different energy frequency. So if you want to look at it that way, it's not necessarily a shift, how can I explain this? Because he's giving it to me. It's not a shift in this is going from A to C. It's more like the whole energy is shifting in different ways. And each piece of the puzzle is contributing differently. So 2038 was what appeared at that time. But this is on an individual basis now. And it's a more expanded choice. And it's not necessarily a linear experience anymore.
I see. I just want to, if you could tell Mr. Nostradamus, I appreciate his work so much and his loving and kindness for humanity and all the good things he's done for all of us here in this century. I know everyone really, really appreciates him so much.
He says, thank you. Your noteworthy comments touch him, and he is happy that it has touched you. And with that, I send my love to everybody, and I kiss each of your hearts, and I thank you for contributing in this day for me and my heart. I've got somebody I need to go, and I thank you, Ted, for my opportunity to participate. I thank Jimmy and Santos and Augustine for all the beautiful messages that they've given, and I'm grateful for all that showed up today. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Merci beaucoup.
From my heart. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. Au revoir. Merci beaucoup. Well, Augustine, we have about 4 minutes left. My goodness. Would you like to say some final words on your presentation today? Any messages from your Inca friends? Could you please translate, Santos?
Yes, the Kupson Shibonis, Pistilin Padashan, Imam means Hector New York, Stokupson Shirimanukit. Imam means Hector Stokubunas, New York, Latilinia.
Ja. Nu kan ik je hoog in zeggen, toch op een gespeel in zeggen. Aan we rapport je dacht ik ze. Had om je geen joh. Op een man lip op zijn kaart. Machu Picchu. We rapport je dacht ik ze. Dan nog zo mag ik het trouwens kort. Ik ben aan mijn lacht aan pas in iemand pas in kiev in zeggen dan nog man dan. Geet ik. Zomaar agrarisment kie je je was van spant.
So él dice que a nombre de los apos, los entrañas de la Pachamama, le han dado un bendición para las personas que están en esto, y una bendición, un buen día para ellos.
Ah, Agustín said that the apus is gonna bless all the people that are listening to this radio, no? He's very grateful for to know for this moment. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been an incredible show. I think this is one of the best I've ever had in contacting the spirits on the other side. And Judy, would you like to say anything? We've got about a minute and a half left. Oh, she's gone. Okay, all right. Well, I'm speechless, actually. I've been so happy that we've been able to get all these great spirits in and give us the message. I think the most important message of this program today is that we're all interconnected and we're all one. No matter what race we are, no matter what sex we are, no matter what country we live in, no matter what language we speak, we're all one. So when we say words of anger or fire a missile at someone, we're actually hurting ourselves because we all have the spark of the Supreme Being within us. And that was one of the most important messages that I got from the other side, and I've been getting that message for so many years. I'd like to wrap up this beautiful interview today with the playing this 528 Healing Hertz. And Eric, yeah, please play that. That's a beautiful song from the Andes Mountain. I hope you all have a beautiful and happy weekend. And next week we'll have some famous Russian and German scientists talking about the memory of water and also memorial to a celebration of Dr. Masaru Emoto. He was a wonderful, fantastic man. And I hope you all have enjoyed this Out of This World broadcast from Cusco, 8,000 feet above sea level in beautiful Peru. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening today. Good night and buenas tardes. Thank you.